Agriculture Secretary John Vilsack is on the line, and he's going to be announcing new financial support through the Tree Assistance Program, or what's known as TAP, that's being made available to eligible Florida citrus growers that have been impacted by citrus greening. As usual, if you'd like to ask the Secretary a question, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. And with that, we jump into it. Mr. Secretary, good afternoon.
Thanks very much, Susan. I appreciate everybody being on the phone. Since 2005, the Florida citrus industry has been under attack from citrus greening. 63% of all of the nation's citrus production occurs in the state of Florida. It has a profound impact on the economy of the state of Florida, 76,000 jobs, a $9 billion economic impact. And so it's important and necessary for us to really aggressively attack citrus greening. In the past, we've announced a coordinated effort within USDA, APHIS, ARS, and NIFA, working collaboratively together with state and industry groups under a coordinated and collaborative process where we work together on policies and priorities, creating a single point of contact, and we have previously announced $6.5 million going into this coordinated effort. We've also launched the first tranche of research money required under the Farm Bill, $25 million now being made available for additional research. And today we take an additional important step to extend eligibility under the Tree Assistance Program to Florida producers who have suffered loss as a result of citrus greening. This Tree Assistance Program could provide assistance of up to 50% of the cost of tree removal and site preparation. It could also provide 65% of the cost of replanting, including labor, and 65% of the cost of seedlings for losses that have occurred after October 1st of 2011. Now, there's a limitation on the amount of assistance any individual or legal entity can receive. It's capped at $125,000, and of course, this program, as is the case with many other programs, is subject to the adjusted gross income limit of $900,000. But we believe, even with those limitations, that somewhere between 4,500 to 5,000 producers in the state of Florida could be eligible for assistance under the Tree Assistance Program. We need 6 million trees that need to be replanted and planted in the next several years in order to make up for the losses that have already been sustained. And so it's important for folks to consider this as an avenue of providing help and assistance to replace those trees and to bring that industry back to its full capacity. I want to point out that this tree assistance program extension is available to Florida producers only at this point in time because that's where the primary challenge and issue is. We hope to be able to use this program to sort of also limit the impact of citrus greening. And also want to point out that we are faced with the possibility of a return of sequester in our budget process after October 1, so it's important that producers in Florida contact their local FSA office and have their applications submitted and approved, hopefully before September 30th. If they are, they'll be able to avoid the impact of sequester. If for whatever reason they can't do that, they may face their payments being reduced by the 7.3% congressionally mandated reduction. But this is an important step we take today to provide additional assistance on an individual basis and combines with the recent announcement of additional research money as well as the assistance that we've provided in our coordinated effort with state and industry officials. So with that, Susan, I'd be glad to take any questions.
Okay. Everyone, if you'd like to ask a question, reporters, please let us know by pressing star 1 on your touch-tone pad. As we await for reporters to jump on the line, you already mentioned when people are eligible for those losses, for the time frame, but can you be more specific on the eligible losses as well as the eligible producers under this program?
Well, these are obviously producers who suffered significant losses as a result of citrus greening, which attacks citrus basically prematurely, allows food and produce to drop from the trees, and they have very little value when that occurs. So many producers are in the unenviable situation of deciding what to do with these trees that have become diseased. At this point, we have some possible ways of abating and mitigating the impact of citrus greening, but we've not figured out at this point in time completely how to solve the problem. So a number of folks have been essentially just leaving orchards go, and this tree assistance program would perhaps encourage and incent folks to remove diseased trees by picking up 50% of the cost of that tree removal, and then providing up to 65% of the cost of replanting and the seedlings to start anew. And we're hopeful that this assistance for potentially up to 5,000 of the 6,500 producers that are in the state of Florida will encourage more folks to take advantage of that, because, as I said earlier, this is a fairly significant part of our citrus production in the United States, and we just simply don't want to see it continue to erode. There are too many jobs, and there's too much product that's at risk here. So hopefully folks will take advantage of this program to contain by removing the diseased trees and planting new trees.
We have reporters that are on the line now, Mr. Secretary. Let's go to Jackie Fatka with Feedstuff.
Good afternoon. Can you maybe talk about what kind of participation has happened so far with the tree assistance program? And also, too, this is only for Florida producers. So was there something written into the regulation that came out of the Farm Bill that allows USDA the discretion to kind of pinpoint where that assistant needs to go to? Or can you talk a little bit more about why this tree assistance is specifically just for Florida producers?
Well, the principal reason it's directed to Florida producers is because that is where the significant risk is, and that's where we're seeing the most problem with citrus greening, and that's where we're seeing folks abandon orchards that could potentially aggravate and expand the problem. So this is really designed to try to help mitigate the impact and try to turn this around a little bit. We do obviously have the capacity within the rules and regulations of the tree assistance program that was created in 2008 and the 2008 Farm Bill and restored under the 2014 Farm Bill to be able to provide this kind of assistance and help with the guidelines and limitations that I've outlined, whether it's the adjusted gross income or the total amount of payment that any one individual or entity can receive. The tree assistance program, we are seeing some areas of the country where we've had some serious frost issues and freezing issues that destroyed some trees. It's not as prominent, if you will, as some of the other disaster assistance programs. We've already, if you take a look at the entire disaster assistance portfolio, we've already sent out over 262,000 checks to producers of livestock, to produce under the tree assistance program and some of the other smaller disaster programs, $2.6 billion. So the primary focus of disaster assistance has been on livestock, but this tree assistance program is very important to individual tree owners that suffer a storm or a tornado or some kind of hazard that completely destroys their trees.
Let's continue on the line with AP's Tamara Lush.
Hi. Thanks. It's Tamara. Thank you. Thanks for doing this call. I have a two-part question. So the tree assistance program was created in 2008, but today the news is that you're adding Florida growers to the program or making them eligible to apply for the program.
That's correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Was there any one thing that made you add them? Did anything happen recently, or was there anything that kind of made this happen right now for the orange growers?
Well, I think it's the growing, at least from my perspective, it's the growing serious concern that we had about some orchards being abandoned because they were no longer productive, and the owners of those orchards just frankly just didn't know what to do with them. And so what this does is potentially provides them an opportunity to think and to sort of pencil out whether or not they can cost effectively and efficiently remove the diseased trees and replant. And if they do, over a period of time, they recoup the cost. And with the cost share that's being provided, their risk is not as significant as it might otherwise be. And I think it's a recognition that we continue to do research on what may potentially be the cure, quote unquote, for all of this, but that we don't really have a definitive solution and in order to sort of keep this contained and hopefully over time reverse it, it's going to be necessary for us to put a lot more emphasis on removing diseased trees and putting in new trees. So this tree assistance program provides a convenient way for us to provide help and assistance financially for producers. So I think it's that, and I think it's the fact that it's such a widespread issue here that it really does and is impacting Florida citrus in a very significant, real way. And since they are such a dominant component of our citrus production in the United States, we felt it was appropriate and necessary to move. And it's very consistent with the previous initiatives of putting together the coordinated effort between us and the state and the industry, as well as the research effort.
Let's continue with our reporters on the line from the Packer newspaper, Tom Karst. Tom.
Thanks for taking my call, Secretary Vilsack. I wondered if you've gotten any indication from industry whether growers are willing to replant when there still isn't a clear solution to the greening disease.
I think the industry is anxious for us to try any and all things to try to see what works. They've been very helpful and very engaged with us, along with the state, in trying to address this issue because they realize the seriousness and the risk. I think it's fair to say that removal is if for no other reason than it basically reduces places where this can continue to expand and grow. If you just simply abandon a grove or don't tend it because it's no longer productive, it creates a place where more and more of this will occur. If you take the trees out, at least you've limited that situation. And by replanting the trees, you are able to potentially over time hopefully recoup the cost of the removal that you've had to bear.
As we get ready to close out, Mr. Secretary, if you would, could you recap the date loss and then what the final date to submit applications with your supporting documentation are?
Well, this basically is consistent with all the other disaster programs that were restored and resumed by Congress effective by the signing of the bill the President signed in February, and it goes back to the date when the 2008 disaster programs ended. Congress basically provided funding only up through September 30th of 2011. So this new tree assistance program provides for coverage for losses that have occurred after October 1, 2011, up to the current date. Now, folks will have the ability to make application for disaster assistance for some time, but if they want to avoid the impact of sequester and see their payment cut under the congressionally mandated 7.3%, then it's going to be necessary for them to get into their local FSA office, fill out the paperwork, have the local office review that information, and basically get a decision before September 30th. Otherwise, they will potentially see their assistance reduced by 7.3%.
All right. Anything else to add, or are we ready to close up? Okay. Well,
the last thing I would say is if people want more information about this or any of the other Farm Bill programs that we're in the process of implementing and using, they can go online at usda.gov/farmbill and get information.
And with that, Mr. Secretary, I thank you and everyone who was on the call, and that concludes our call for now.